you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
What would it be?
Liberace, I don't know.
What's his first name?
Liberace's.
It just sounds
name,
like something
it?
That you type of people would say.
You type of people. Ooh. Mr. Donald Trump over there.
I meant English people, you know. Okay. I mean, what are you? Would you call yourself? Are you Cockney?
No, it's East London. I come from North London.
So what do you call yourself? Northerner, North Londoner.
Just
North Londoner.
Just a dickhead, really.
Shut up, Rob.
Right.
We
okay.
love you, by the way.
Thanks,
otherwise,
man,
you wouldn't be part of this loving, sharing, warming show. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Bollocks is in the studio. Most weeks I give Rob a topic to attack, to attend to. Last week I was remiss in that, and lucky because I almost broke his brains with the topic before that. So Rob, you took it upon yourself to bring some topics in, and I'll tell you what, you've done a splendid job.
Thank you. Well, first off, I'd just like to say, after last week, my head was mushed, and I've actually bought a bottle of proper spring water, and I'm talking really nicely to it and shaking it around, and I'm going to see if it sorts my problems out.
Aww. I tell you, doesn't he look good? I did say this morning that you look
radiant.
Thanks, man. Cheers. Well, I'm going to start off with a disclaimer now, because I'm going to slag something off. And this is my opinion, and hopefully it's everybody at BFM's opinion. If it's not, then we've got problems. Right, Mrs. Brown's Boys, which...
Funny that I was talking about that just yesterday.
Was you?
For some reason, because I was talking about that Irish actor.
Well...
The writer. Wait a minute, that's a Monday we're talking about, the loose reeds. The guy that wrote Solar Bones, he's Michael something or whatever, and he said, I was trying to have Irish accents, and then I
that's
came
very
up
good.
Which is stupid Mrs. Brown's Boys when.
Which is
a grown man dressing up like a woman
I
in stockings
cannot
and they're like.
Believe it, to me, it's the most unfunniest, ridiculous, cringeworthy show ever, and now she's got a.
Have you ever seen Two and a Half Men?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
For the uninitiated, how would you describe Mrs. Brown's Boys to
shit.
The audience? All right, if we tried a little harder than
well,
that.
Why don't you describe it, Sarah?
Well, I've never seen it, but as far as I know, it's Panto, right?
If you've ever watched Extras, there's a thing on there called When the Whistle Blows.
Yeah.
Which is actually funnier than Mrs. Brown's because it is a piss take.
So it's like a panto slice of life, like...
Mrs. Brown's actually a man dressed up as Mrs. Brown.
Yes, I did know this much.
And it's with the stockings and the pinafores, and there's all sorts of jokes about men's cocks and the like.
Do they think it's okay by virtue of it being like, oh, it's pantomime, it's a rich history of...
It's like a really...
Pantomime's good.
It's like a really lowbrow Dame Edna.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and now they've got a
sort of with guests. And
now there's actually a chat show, and it's called All Round to Mrs. Brown's, and I've never seen it because I won't watch it, but I've seen the shorts for it, and it's horrible. And all I've got to say is shame on you, TV One, for showing it.
Right.
Shame on you.
Oh, have you ever watched any other TV One shows?
Yeah, but some of them are good.
Some of them
are good, but the way I look at it is I think they buy a parcel of stuff from the BBC or something, and they say, right, you've got to take this rubbish
that
as well.
That is legitimately how it works.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, so
but they
you,
should put it on at 2
big,
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you can if you want a really, really big ticket item that you know will take viewers away from your competitor, for example. An overseas network can say, all right, I'll give you that, but you've got to take X, Y, and Z as well, and you've got to put them on in prime time.
Yeah. I actually want to get in touch with broadcast. Casting standards and say like this isn't entertainment.
But the problem is you've said that you don't watch it, so you've got to watch it.
Well, I wouldn't watch it. I've only seen the shorts, and it's horrible, 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 horrible. That's it, really. That's one.
There used to be a show. Was it? It used to be when we had a TV show. One about the. Shit, like the fag hag sort of girl. It was all really bright colour. Was it?
Yeah. What?
And she lived with a gay guy, and it was just really bright and... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not like Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was one of my favourite... Yeah.
Something just ruptured with the memory.
Kathy Burke is in it, and to me, she's a fantastic comedy actress, and like, what? Couldn't have needed the money that much.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great, massive, big...
That's enough of that. Right, so
just a couple of texts have come in, Rob. Just one texter says Mrs. Brown's Boys is wank.
Yeah.
The other one says, bang on, Rob, Mrs. Brown's boys is shite.
Yeah, exactly. With an E. Do they spell it with an E in
yet?
That's an Irish way of saying shite.
Shite.
It's shite.
Right. But, I mean, let's be fair, though, Rob. There really is some rubbish. You've watched The Block, have you?
No.
That's rubbish. There's, I mean, it's a whole bunch. It's just, there is a sort of, you've got to remember how long, say, you know, like, what about something like Dad's Army? You know what I mean? Dad's Army's at the high end of it. Something like Dad's Armies, yeah, that's very popular stuff like that. Just rubbishy, low-level crap's really popular.
Another one is Allo Allo. That's another one that just makes me cringe. And Benny Hill, it's not funny.
Benny Hill, I don't know how Benny Hill got away with it.
A lot of that stuff has definitely not aged well on the right.
But the Americans love it.
They do. They love, like, on the buses, Americans love that too. Or horrible. Are You Being Served? Like,
oh, that's,
with Mrs. Slocum's Mrs. Posse.
Yeah.
Like, I loved Are You Being Served, though. Mr. Humphreys, what a genius. Funny though, funny mention Mr. Humphreys. Mr. Humphreys, because what was his name?
Don't know.
Can't remember that. But the guy, the Allo Allo guy, you know, the guy that played Rene. But there used to be a gay bar in Auckland, or a gay club called Alfie's. Legendary. Yeah. If it wasn't for that club, this town would be boring. Best club ever. And we used to go there when we were youngsters, and part of the Alfie's Yummy Boys. And we bumped into, we weren't part of them, but we were part of just that era. That's just like, anyway, so, we bumped into Rene and Mimi. Mimi, on Allo Allo, she was one of the French maids that worked
there. It was another thing, I watched it once.
So he was there in a pink leisure suit. And he was excellent. He was a really good dude. Gay as ace of spades, but he wasn't French, obviously. He was English. But what a funny... That was so popular, that show.
Yeah, I just...
French Madonna with the big boobies. Oh,
I used to work with this bloke, and every morning he used to walk in and go, good morning. And after a week, I just wanted to smash him with a chair. Because it's like, I didn't think it was funny first time. After a week, I only stayed there 3 weeks. I couldn't handle it anymore.
Right. Maybe that was just his test.
Yeah. Well, I failed, or I passed, actually.
What do you got for us? Not talking about me.
I love this. I read this a couple of weeks ago, actually. And British scientists have just found a fossil of this real fierce giant crocodile from the Jurassic period.
How big? Massive?
It's 4, 5.8 metres long. And they've named it after Lemmy from Motorhead.
Hey, it's brilliant.
And it's called the Lemmisuchus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was wandering around. It's wandering around Britain about 145 million years ago. Its skull measured a metre long.
Yeah.
These big blunt teeth.
Skull measured a metre long.
And it had these big blunt teeth, and it was perfect for crushing bones and turtle shells. And the lady who discovered it is a huge, huge Lemmy fan, and said, right, I've just got to name it after Lemmy. And I think that's fantastic, which led me on to other things that have been named after fictional characters and actual people as well. Fantastic one. I don't know why I've done this to myself, because there's so many words here I can't pronounce. Because what I do is, right, to make it legitimate, they put a Latin word in front of it, right? Just Latin.
Well, forgive me, any biologists that are listening, but they're a strata, so you belong to a
genus. That's clouds, isn't it?
Well, yeah, can be. Layers of things. You belong to a family and a genus, and so it's kind of like your family name and then your personal name. So there are layers of what family you belong to.
Well, as I was writing this down, I was thinking, why am I doing this to myself? Because I have trouble pronouncing normal words. But no one knows what they are anyway. But there's a catfish called Octocannobolus Batman. A lizard called a Smaug Barbentensis. That's Smaug, that's from The Hobbit.
It's the dragon, isn't it?
And this is brilliant. There's this scientist, Samuel Turvey, one of his friends said, like, if you ever discover anything, please name it after a Star Wars character.
Which one, Jabba?
No, he's got this mollusk thing. It's a trilobite.
Jar Jar mollusk.
And it's called Han Solo.
Trilobite
called Han Solo.
Of all the Star Wars characters to name a mollusk after, Han Solo?
I'll call it Jabba the Klingon, I'd call it, actually. Yeah. But President Obama's had a whole load of stuff named after him. Lots of fish and a spider. This one's...
Lots of fish and a spider.
Asbestopulus Barack Obama.
Oh, wow.
Is that Asbestos Barack Obama?
Yeah. The fish is spangled darter called an Estomy Obama. Another fish called a Telegramma Obarium. And to Sandius Obama.
Oh,
But which led me to think, like, if you could...
Change.
If you could have something named after yourself, I was trying to think of something for you, like if they found a new potato.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
Just going back to a couple of weeks ago. You know, so maybe if some listeners could come up with maybe...
Do you want me to... I'll drop you. I'll drop you in the middle of the...
You're knock me out. Knock me out.
Nice tuba.
People's elbow.
But maybe if someone could, like, maybe tuba. President Obama... no, Trump could have an animal named after him, like a dung beetle or something like that. So if any listeners out there would like
vulture.
To come up with some names...
Just a racist vulture.
...for him.
Some Press kind of orange puffer fish.
But yeah, there's.
You think maybe there's an unnamed orange pufferfish out there?
Probably
pufferfish
not, though.
Hey, what think, about a, hey, I'm a bit suspicious of that professional pufferfish.
maybe an orangutan with a squirrel
cheezel.
On its head.
Cheezel.
But yeah, that's it. You're looking at it. We needed something after last week. I wanted to come up with something whimsical.
You popped your clog last week, didn't you?
Yeah,
we did. Even on Saturday, Rob and I were talking about how Mikey and I were trying to convince you, and you said, I was like, no, I was on board. I put the link in the podcast. I'm
doesn't
not averse to. I'm on board with a dialogue. I'm on board for a discussion.
Dialogue with you. Dialogue mit agua.
Yeah. Dialogue mit agua.
Hey, if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, you need to listen to last week's podcast and then listen to all the days up from then till now and then keep up to speed.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All the links are in there. Last Wednesday. Last.
I'm so impressed that Lemmy's got a massive crocodile named after him.
It's pretty cool.
Better that than like a some sort of bacteria or a smear of.
But I mean, like nearly 6 meters long, and it crushed turtles.
That's really cool.
Brilliant. Do you know where
turtle,
he got his name?
As a turtle, you'd be quite confident, wouldn't you? Just flapping around in the ocean, you go, and then this thing just comes up, and goes, dum, 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 dum. It would have Bang. Its own theme, though. Obviously, it would have a different theme.
Ace of Spades.
You know what it sounds like? It's shitting on that massive crocodile. Here it comes. Be like that, you know? You'd be like, what's that? Be a turtle, just be you and your turtle. Because they mate, you know, they have to stick with one mate for life, turtles. And be like, you're there with your wife turtle, and you'd be like, babe, have a great day. And then she goes, oh, turtle!
Well, there you go.
And then we'll become Motorhead. I'm going to play that song called Another Perfect Day by Motorhead later on. But as for now, if you've got any, if you know any sort of animals or creatures that have been named after famous people, please text them in. We'd love to carry on this conversation after the news. Rob, thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. I look forward to next week when who knows what's going to be found out about this wonderful world we live in. Thank you very much, Rob
thank
Bollocks.
You.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bollocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.